Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship for this Friday in Ordinary Time, Proper 15 in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here. If you have a prayer request, as always, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd be honored to pray for you. There's a wideness in God's mercy, like the wideness of the sea. There's a kindness in God's justice, which is more than liberty. There is welcome for the sinner, and more grace is for the good. There is mercy with the Savior. There is healing in His blood. How high, how vast, everlasting enough, will never reach the border, expanding like the universe. It's the heart of holy order, mercy, kindness, overwhelming love. Broader than the measure of our mind, and the heart of the eternal is most wonderfully kind. If our love were but more simple, we should rest upon God's word, and our lives would be illumined by the presence of our like the universe. It's the heart of holy order, mercy, kindness, overwhelming love, overwhelming love, overwhelming. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Everlasting enough, will never reach the border, expanding like the universe. It's the heart of holy order, mercy, kindness, overwhelming love.
I want to pray today for those experiencing deep division in their families, that God would bring healing and reconciliation. Oh Lord Jesus, would you intervene? Would you bring reconciliation where there is conflict in families today, God? Would you give inspiration to all sides to make things right, to settle offense, to forgive? Lord Jesus, may there be healing, God, healing that only comes from you, healing from past wounds, things that seem so long ago and so hurtful, where there is freezing of communication. May it thaw, God. Oh, heal these divisions, reconcile, Lord. Nothing is impossible for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. For the love of God is broader than the measure of our mind, and the heart of the eternal is most wonderfully kind. If our love was but more simple, we should rest upon God's word, and our lives would be illumined by the presence of our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help our love to be more simple, more childlike, God. May we come to you as a child. Even today, even now in this moment, Lord, present to you as you are present to us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Psalm 140 on this Friday in ordinary time. Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, Lord. Do not let their plans succeed. Those who surround me proudly rear their heads. May the mischief of their lips engulf them. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. May slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down the violent. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live in your presence. Psalm 142. I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a snare for me. Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. You are good to me. are good to me. Always, always, you are good to me. Always, always, you are good to me. Always. So glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is Acts 24:24-25:12. Several days later, Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, who was Jewish. He sent for Paul and listened to him as he spoke about faith in Christ Jesus. As Paul talked about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and said, "That's enough for now. You may leave. When I find it convenient, I will send for you." At the same time, he was hoping that Paul would offer him a bribe, so he sent for him frequently and talked with him. When 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, but because Felix wanted to grant a favor to the Jews, he left Paul in prison. 3 days after arriving in the province, Festus went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem, where the chief priest and the Jewish leaders appeared before him and presented the charges against Paul. They requested Festus, as a favor to them, to have Paul transferred to Jerusalem, for they were preparing an ambush to kill him along the way. Festus answered, "Paul is being held at Caesarea, and I myself am going there soon. Let some of your leaders come with me, and if the man has done anything wrong, they can press charges against him there." After spending 8 or 10 days with them, Festus went down to Caesarea. The next day he convened the court and ordered that Paul be brought before him. When Paul came in, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him. They brought many serious charges against him, but they could not prove them. Then Paul made his defense. "I have done nothing wrong against the Jewish law, or against the temple, or against Caesar." Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there on these charges?" Paul answered, "I am now standing before Caesar's court, where I ought to be tried. I have not done any wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know very well. If, however, I am guilty of doing anything deserving death, I do not refuse to die. But if the charges brought against me by these Jews are not true, no one has the right to hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar." After Festus had conferred with his council, he declared, "You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go."
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, Proper 15, for Friday in Ordinary Time. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And a collect for Fridays. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
You can lead us in a time of guided prayer. As always, I'll give prompts, play, pray specifically and by name for those in your life, those whom the Lord lays on your heart. Lift them up today. Begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before the Lord. He cares for you. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, your mind, your tongue, say their names, bless them. Enemies, Jesus commands us to bless our enemies. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit as you go into this weekend. You are loved. You are treasured. Pray together again on Monday. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Thank you for your support. You can support us monthly or with a one-time gift at venmoremusic.com/donate.